Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Let's go for a little run. This is the form. Lovely morning.
It's so lovely. I can't put my head around it. Yeah. How it's mid-June, if you're listening to this, in 2.5 years, somewhere far away in a winter's day.
I mean, to be fair, it's what you'd hope for in mid-June, isn't it?
We're
quite
absolutely
good at early summer heat, aren't we? This we should enjoy this.
Very much so, and it's arrived fully formed, you know.
Yeah,
it came
lovely,
out of the box last week, and it's just been like this for days. There's tennis on the telly. I mean, it's Roland Garros and not Wimbledon, and there's no crowd, but still it makes that kind of puh-puh-puh noise.
Yes,
All the windows are open, the house
it feels
is full
summery.
Of flies.
Certainly, yes.
I keep opening doors and windows, and my kids keep shutting them again.
If you hang out in the garden for too long, you get burnt on your neck without realising it.
Have you got sun cream on today?
No, I haven't, no.
You crazy fool!
I know, I tend to underestimate the summer.
I've got a whole system, it's a blooming, as I would have.
Yeah.
But it's a rigmarole, you know. I didn't used to wear vests because they chafe.
Yeah.
And of course it's hot, so these days I vass.
Yeah.
And I know where to vass.
Yeah.
And then there's sun cream, which I apply. Actually got two different strengths of sun cream.
All right,
for
okay.
different areas. And once I've done all that, I set out for a run. It's just amazing the number of insects that can die on my body.
Yeah.
I look like a Dalmatian by the time I got to you.
Impale themselves.
Look at him.
Upon your skin.
That's where I'd like to go, Blatt.
Let's go for a swim.
So we met at Coppermill Fields in the magpie strewn sunshine, and we're heading south down the Lee Valley to get a bit of Hackney Marsh action.
We're doing a gentle little loop.
Talking of gentle, how's your leg? How's your training? How's it coming along?
I've been doing fours and fives every other day.
Oh, good, that's strong.
And I did some yoga yesterday, a bit of strengthening.
Very good.
I've made some inquiries about Pilates. Considering starting to do that a bit.
Nice.
It's a little bit more.
I like that other one where you restrict the use of some legs and arms and you vocalise as you go. It's kind of arr, arr. It's called Pilates.
Like, that's a good one, yeah. I hope to do that as well.
That's a proper joke, right?
That's a fringe one.
And that joke is not eye patch on your other joke. Don't parrot me and do that joke yourself. Etc.
So
did you play football the other day?
No, I didn't. Which is probably for the best. I meant to be playing tomorrow, but I don't want to. If I feel a twinge at all, I'll just pull out of that one. But I'm feeling okay. I did a little run on Sunday and did the last mile in just under 7 without thinking too hard about it. That was getting a bit better, but.
Just to say tapping into it once a week, and I'm sure the listeners would agree, you can just see it on the graph, it looks good.
Yeah, it's good
how careful you're being.
Yeah, but it's just very gentle. How about you? How's your
good.
How's your mileage going?
Well, I had a...
How's your quest to become the fittest man in the UK?
yeah, that's... You slightly... I didn't think that was my quest. Yeah. Well, it's interesting because I had a... Whoa. I think, excuse me, it would have been more fun than that bell. Hey, it's a bit like being stabbed in the back.
Yeah, it's a tough one for cyclists, isn't it? They can't really... It's just tough because they come up behind you quite quickly, isn't it?
Yeah,
they can't really win.
But I say, excuse me, although there was an old guy wandering around in the middle of the road. It wasn't, I've really painted a bad picture there, because he wasn't like a frail little old guy. He was more like a
badass. This is a hazard.
This could be an issue.
Definite hazard.
Do you dig? You dig. Hazard coming up on the left.
Cheers, bro.
Thank you. Cheers. I've got such a good...
I was trying to get some slapstick going there with the...
the guy in the first...
With the gear.
Oh, I see. He was so into being in the photo.
Yeah,
got really good. He was just to see
Good for him.
A photo of me and the driver, that first digger, and he's like, yes, I'll be your digger driver cartoon character. So it was a badass old bloke.
Yeah.
Standing around in the middle of the road talking about fixing a car.
Yeah, just going
And generally being quite sort of rangy and...
Yeah.
And cool. But he was also just walking incredibly slowly on the diagonal.
Right, yeah, nice.
I was cycling down. Anyway, I mention it because...
Use it or lose it, sister.
I like to say, excuse me, but it doesn't have the same gentleness to it when it comes out like this. Excuse me, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me!
Excuse me!
The last one was the first one he heard when I was about a foot from him. Excuse me!
Excuse me, old man.
And then he went... Rah, 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 and I went... Rah, 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 rah. So he really had a lovely exchange. So, yeah, fittest man in Britain. Good question.
Are you still running everywhere?
Well, I'm back running now. I had a week off, basically.
Right, yeah.
And, but that was planned.
A bit of a taper week, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought I'd do 15, 16 miles. And then I came and saw you last Tuesday for this.
Yeah.
And that was 10 miles. Felt good.
Right, yeah.
But I could still feel... It was only a couple of days after my 16.
Right.
And I thought... Well, take it easy. Anyway, that and circumstances, that was it. I did 10 miles last week in one run and didn't run the rest of the week.
That's
fine. It was quite nice because I was doing loads of other stuff.
Yeah.
So definitely keeping, you know, moving your body, that's the key thing, isn't it?
Yes.
So loads of cycling, quite a lot of walking.
Yeah.
All my, that's a goldfinch, do you see that? Beautiful. I nearly saluted it, which is weird.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't do yoga either last week.
Right.
But I did all my planking, I did all my exercises. And yeah, lots of walking, lots of cycling, lots of frisbee. And it's nice to realise that, you know, there's a difference between being sedentary and not running, and not necessarily the same
yes,
thing.
Yes, yeah. And you can still be active when you're not hard at it.
Yeah, and it's makes it training. Less scarier. Aside from the health benefits, it's just psychologically less taxing.
Yeah.
You don't feel like you're missing out quite so badly.
Yeah.
So, because I was thinking that it's difficult with your recovery, and also I think we were talking about this last time on this very spot. On the one hand, it's really good for your training to not just fartlek, but in the widest sense of things, mix things up.
Yeah.
Different exercises, different speeds, whatever. But that's dangerous if you're recovering or whatever, because you can suddenly come across a muscle.
Yes, yeah,
that you
yeah.
didn't know, you know, suddenly something goes boing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I had a look at my diary after last time and after what you said about long runs, and I basically roughed out a plan where rather than running just sort of 30-ish miles a week and doing those other exercises, I'm going to do three cycles of building up.
That's interesting.
So I'm going to do
That's a good way
3 weeks now, it goes 30 miles. 33 to 35 miles, 40 miles, up to 50 miles.
Yeah.
And
then have a taper week.
And then I'll have a taper week. And a 50 mile, I'll do a 20 mile run, an easy 20 mile run, but that's in the week I go to the Lake District. So my kind of warm up, gentle running will be in the Fells. But I won't go mountain crazy, you know? And then I'll come back and do a nice flat 20. And I'll do that three times through the summer.
That's a really good way of doing it.
Yeah, and it dovetails in quite nicely with my 10K in July. Sits in a week where I should be able to access some speed.
Yeah.
My half marathon in August is
when is your 10K in July?
It's the It's either the 13th or the 17th. It's a Saturday.
Okay. Right, okay.
And it's at the Olympic Park.
That'll be a good race. I've got a 5K on that Friday, hopefully.
Yeah.
If I can get up to, I mean, the idea, I haven't run fast in a long time.
No, although
so that, it's going to have to be pretty gradual.
Sounds like that mile you did the other day was fairly nippy.
Yeah, but it's sort of, it's not really, it's not hammer time, is it?
No.
Hammer time.
Stop.
It's not going out in six minutes mile pace and desperately trying to hang on.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a different sort of vibe.
But I know that's your story. But there's plenty of listeners thinking sub-7. Be grateful.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, of course. I really am. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really am.
I think one of them's me.
I did some acting last week.
Oh yeah. Oh, you were doing your short film.
I did a short film. Yeah.
Tell it.
I just really enjoyed it. I was playing a sort of well-meaning dad who ends up getting killed by his serial killer daughter.
Right.
Bit of a, you know, sort of slightly overbearing, good-natured. That he wasn't much of a stretch.
Yeah.
The whole thing. But I really, really, just good fun, just enjoyable to work with other people and be on a set and people say action and then you try not to try too hard and just pretend.
Acting, isn't it? Like saying you're dissing it, but that's half of all good film acting is casting.
Yeah.
And then the other half is just make it as natural as possible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's that sort of.
It's my daughter's been making a short film with a murder in it. I just got this weird sense now that you might both be in the same film.
Right. Yeah. It's just nice to just pretend, you know, to just mess about, you know. I really enjoyed it. It was really intense. It was only 2 days filming. And they're all like 24, 25-year-old students, ex-students, really into their film. And I just got that thing that they've got of being really into what they do and wanting to get everything right.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
And
generationally, grown up enough to be doing amazing stuff and young enough to be doing really exciting stuff.
To be still fresh about it, yeah.
Look at that, Robin.
No, it was really good. Nice. So that was just a really nice way of spending a couple of days, you know.
Right.
And proper actors. There was a girl who's been in Silent Witness and then one of my mates who's been in loads of Netflix stuff. So,
right.
So the performances.
Excuse me.
Yeah, the performances were good apart from my massive over. There was one point where I was thinking, why is everyone talking so quietly? And then I realised they're acting. Because stand-up, you're used to an element of projection, obviously. But film, it's like, why is everyone
projecting?
Why is everyone
whispering? You simply want me to represent my true self.
Why is everyone whispering? But I kind of, it was good fun. I'm looking forward to seeing how it comes out, you know.
Yeah, I'll probably just be a few short weeks from now. 2 years pass.
Yeah.
I've got I was involved in a, it's complicated provenance really, but I was involved in an idea that's going to be on radio.
Right.
And I thought of it now because it being radio, they're saying, it's happening.
Yeah.
So we're listening out for that in 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
And
slow process.
And it was really good, really exciting. It was great that it got made. And also, I was part of it, but I wasn't the prime mover by any means.
Right.
But I had a bit of a high and a low the other day. Because they kind of bought me out. They said, we love your idea, Rob, we're going to make it.
Yeah.
I said, oh, great. And I said, here's some money, thanks, bye.
Right, okay.
So, guys, should we have a meeting? Do you want to talk about anything else?
Yeah.
Do you just want to get a car? No, we're done. Rob's done. So, that was rather more mixed emotions.
Yeah.
Should we go right, go pylon way?
If you want to, yeah.
We just hit Hackney Marshes. And board.
Very nice.
Heading for your magic pylon.
My son's in a bit of a beef. He's trying to get some. He's just at the stage where he's starting to get money for like dance work and stuff, and people get in touch with him to dance something, or even like design a record cover or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Creative
it's quite nice.
Stuff.
He's just creative stuff, and he's been sounded out by these guys doing a college project. And they were initially like, we'll need you for a day. We haven't got any money because it's a college project, but we're really grateful, la-di-da. He agreed.
Yeah.
And then it's become like ever more demanding of his time. Yeah. He's choreographing the whole thing. They've asked him to cast it. They've asked it, and he's like, I quite like some money for this.
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird because he's only 18, but he was like, I've been training for 10 years, Dad.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not a long career anyway, I'd
and
imagine.
You can't really say... You know, you can't say no to exciting opportunities.
No.
But on the other hand, you really need to say, that's for money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then
because as soon as you've given away your product, why would anyone pay you for it?
Yeah.
It's a real problem in the arts, isn't it?
It's in an industry where people love to get you for free, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, because of exposure. Hi, mate. So we're just going right around the marshes, are we?
Yeah, let's do it.
Cool, yeah.
If that's good for you.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So he's...
Let's go through here and go right in the middle in the grass. Cool. Through the cricket pitches. Yeah. Oh, fabulous. So has he walked or is he doing it?
Well, no, he's just sort of... It's funny because I wrote a letter. He's like, could you draft me... whenever he's in these sort of things, can you text me an email? So I work on an email and I've read it to my wife and she's like... You're going to have to make it a bit more Rudy speak. Because I'm writing it like, you know, with regard to the
with
video, exactly. You know, just all phrases like that. Just yeah, a complete... Yeah. No, my time commitment has increased substantially. All this, it's got to go. It has to go. You know.
But at the same time... The other way and make him sound,
at the same time, you can't go, you cheese, you can't do all that stuff. It's got to be somewhere in the middle, you know, to get it right.
More acting, basically.
Yeah, I'm sort of saying to make it... That's the message, but make it your own, you know.
Look at these
this is nice.
Sprayers on the cricket square. That's great. Came through here the other day on Saturday. I think that it's, in rough terms, cricket top end of Hackney Marshes, football bottom end.
Right, okay.
And also on Saturday, they do the little kids, slightly older kids pros, right?
Yeah.
So when I did my long run,
yeah,
came through here Saturday lunchtime a couple of weeks ago, there's two cricket games going on here. All right. Proper whites, umpires, you know.
Yeah.
And it was lovely. I came through that, just where we came through there, and I thought, God, if I was my dad, I'd look at this cricket match and I'd tune into it.
Yeah.
And I'd watch it. I'd watch it all day.
Watch it until
someone said, we need to go.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, that's right, isn't it?
And hard right along here. And then it was so funny because I thought he'd tune into it and he'd know what's going on. And as I thought it, I saw the bowler take a run up, did a really good ball.
Yeah.
Batsman did a defensive shot but with a lot of power, so kept the ball low right from the start. It streaked through the infield. The fielder would have had to do a lot to get it, but he definitely let it get past him.
Yeah.
And then four runs.
Right.
So I may not be quite as sport oriented as my late father, but I still got the cricket tuning ability.
Yes, absolutely.
Of course, absolutely. I was running, so I didn't even, you know, carry on running after my little clip of exciting sports watching.
No, it's definitely people. And the Euros is on the way, isn't it? Euros is next week. So
yeah. So we were getting confused. They'd literally called it Euro 2020, haven't they? Because it's
purely
delayed a year.
As far as I can understand, that's purely to save money on branding.
That would appear to be the case.
Because it's like
you can wear your shorts for it.
Because it's so obviously 2021.
I know, it's crazy.
It really annoys me, that.
It looks like a mistake.
It really annoys me.
For everyone, it's going to be, oh, is that a mistake? Oh, yeah. I see, it isn't a mistake.
Yeah.
That's not really what you want with branding, is it?
No, it's a bit cack-handed, isn't it?
Skip across the fences.
Should we do this, yeah.
So these blue fences on Hackney Marshes, they're still a bit wearing, but actually, good news.
What is it? What is
Well, they're working on it for months and months. They kind of basically built a road.
Right.
I think it was on top of water, main or something.
Right.
But it was a big, they had a project office at the bottom of the marshes, this mile-long road up the marshes.
Right.
Built of big bits of wood, and they worked up and down it for a year.
Right.
Anyway, it's all gone now. And all the red fences that are around it have been replaced with blue fences.
Yeah.
And they are basically keeping people off the grass where they were while it grows back.
Right, okay, cool.
So it's
just done.
It's
just
a shame it's not over, but it's a good
preservative thing.
Thing,
yeah.
Yeah. And here we are back on the marshes.
Yeah, so I've got the 5K in on the July the 16th. The Golden Stags are out again, you know.
Ah, the mile run.
Yeah, on early July.
And that's on a Friday night. Is it on the July the 2nd?
I'm not sure when it's on. I think so. It might even be on a Monday. I'll have a little look, but I don't know if I really want to do it, but I just don't know whether it's asking for trouble. But
that's a serious amount of impact, isn't it? But I know what you mean.
It's such fun, though, to anyone who's in the North London area.
Yep.
Who fancies putting the pedal to the metal.
Where do they run it?
They run it at, it's normally at Heathside Track in Finsbury Park.
Right.
But it's run by Barnet Athletic Club. It's a mile race.
And they do it on a track?
Do it on a track. So it's just really nice to... It's really nice to know how fast you can run a mile sort of thing.
Yeah,
just that
yeah.
kind of... It's got a real sports day vibe to it.
Yeah.
Sorry, like massively mixed ability. I mean, you got people doing miles in 4:15.
Yeah.
You got people running miles in like 8:30.
Yeah.
So it's very tiered. And it's just a complete laugh.
Wow.
So, I mean, I'm heartily really recommended.
It'd
be interesting for you, actually.
Before it must have been summer or whatever year it was, but it was before my injury. We were talking about it.
Yeah.
Really excited about it. And I was bang into it. And then it was on an evening and I thought, I've got a gig.
Yeah.
So, Mike, let's go down through the woods. Sorry.
Sorry.
Took you by surprise.
Yeah. It would be really interesting.
Well, I haven't got so many gigs now.
Yeah, then it might be. I'll send you the dates.
Yeah.
It might be feasible because I think you'd, just out of curiosity.
You'd like to see how much it would hurt me because I go off so much too fast?
No. I just think it'd be interesting because when we did that 5K months and months ago now,
on the track.
On
Halloween.
The track. Yeah. You did the first mile. We both did the first mile together in 6 minutes, and you seemed fairly comfortable.
Yeah.
So it'd just be interesting to see how far you could get under 6 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, it is such an interesting distance, isn't it? Because you have to... You basically got to say, right, I'm going to run pretty much flat out. But then suddenly that makes it a distance, because...
Cheers,
mate. Thanks.
Yeah, the third...
It's not like a mile is 100 metres.
No, it's the third lap. I mean, it's all about the third lap, really.
Yeah.
Because you tend to...
I'm being stupid here, but the third lap of four, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The third lap of four, that's sort of like the equivalent to the... Obviously, it's not, but the wall of the marathon.
Yes.
You sort of...
Or indeed, around the two-thirds point of a park run.
Yeah, exactly. It's the point at which the pace at which you've set off at becomes a real effort to maintain.
Yes.
And not only that, you're going closer to the finish, which is theoretically when you should be speeding up.
Yes.
So you're in pain, running into pain.
Yeah, and then when you can see the finish, of course, you begin to be able to, potentially for some people at least, you begin to be able to access things.
Yeah.
Which you just can't access manually until they're available.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do a sprint finish earlier than at the finish.
Yeah.
unless you're planning to actually stop.
Yeah, it's...
I'm interested.
I think you'd learn a lot from doing it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I will get back to you on that one. But what's great is that races are coming back in, isn't it?
Yep.
People are entering races. And what's happening with part run? Because we were talking about doing a part run special.
Yeah, well, they delayed it because not enough people said yes. It's not so much that it isn't allowed.
Right.
It's that individual
councils,
venues and councils have been saying yes. And Parkrun, quite rightly, quite cleverly, have said all along they don't want to do it unless they can do it all at once because people are so into it.
Yeah.
That if there's a limited number of Parkruns open, people will throng to them.
Yes.
And, you know, even pre pandemic,
he was getting
an oversubscribed Parkrun is at best an awkward event, and at worst, actively dangerous, you know.
Yeah.
So they want to do it right.
Right.
So it's all working on this kind of... Every now and again, they post percentages of places that have said yes.
Okay.
But I think in here, and then hard right.
Yeah.
There's this lovely fluff on the ground everywhere.
Yeah, what is that?
It's blossom from the tree. Not blossom, but pollen from the trees.
Right, okay.
Or maybe not from the trees, actually, from the hogweed or the cowslip.
Nice.
This white flower in the long grass, and it's releasing its
nice
pollen. It's like a fluffy snow type deal.
So the way it's almost
from the trees. There's botanists listening to this. Yeah. Thinking, oh yeah. God, Rob, yeah. What are you talking about?
It looks like sheep. sheep fur.
Yeah, it's proper wool.
Yeah, wool. It looks like wool. Sheep fur.
Now we got farmers going, oh, Jesus Christ, Paul.
A couple of senior moments piled in on each other.
I think it's just sheep fur. Some kind of fur off of the trees.
Have you got that sheep fur pullover?
I like my carpet to be made out of a deep sheep fur. So it was going to be the first weekend in June.
Right.
And now it's looking at being, I think, 3 weeks later, whatever Saturday's closest to, maybe the 26th
right, okay,
of June.
Cool.
And still unconfirmed because they need a quorum, you know, they need everyone to be on board. But it's interesting that we're saying this as we run past Hackney Marshes.
Yes, yeah.
Maybe we'll be right here.
Yeah, that would be great.
Maybe we'll do that. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be fantastic.
We talked about it, didn't we? Because we thought we might make a celebration of it this way.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Funny, this guy's playing with remote control cars. They go about 50 miles an hour.
Quite aggressive.
They go
remote
about
control
60
cars.
Miles an hour. Yeah.
It's really kicking there.
Yeah, it's really going off.
Were you able to get into the building?
No, I wasn't. No.
Oh, it's a shame. I was going to say it's the end of an era.
Yeah. If only.
So, no. Yeah, I was looking at the Hackney Marshes centre there and just thinking wistfully about getting my barcode bipped.
Yeah.
But I tell you, do you really... I'm not just... This isn't just my vanity here. I want your expertise. Do you really think that I could access a sub-6-minute mile?
Oh, yeah. Without a shadow,
elusive, that.
Without a shadow of a doubt. I just think you haven't got that much awareness of what fast pace is at that level.
No, I haven't.
I think you've got a really good awareness of what 7-minute miles feels like.
Yeah,
what 7:30
that's right.
Feels
I think
like.
My feel for... Exactly. My feel for, I suppose, speed running... distance-wise, bottoms out at 5K.
Yeah.
So I've done a lot of 5Ks on my own.
Yeah, so...
And I'm aware of what the different, you know, the stages of that race feel like and how,
yeah.
On a really good day, I can pull one of those miles under, you know, like to sort of 6:45.
Yeah.
But very unlikely to do that over the whole distance.
Well, no, but you... The thing about it is you like running off watch, which is fine. I like running off watch as well.
Yeah.
But when you try to beat a certain time for a mile, you've only got 4 laps. They're all really important.
Yeah.
And it's good to have an awareness of what kind of... Because it's quite possible... I think you can run under 6 minutes for a mile, but the gap from, you know, 5:45 is really hard.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? You're working on fine increments. You definitely can, because you've run the first... mile of a 5K in 6 minutes and looked okay on it.
Yeah, yeah.
So you definitely can. It's just how much quicker.
And when you say every lap's important, is it basically an even split? Would you be trying to run...
Hey, mate.
Run 1:14 every lap?
No, because 1:14... No,
that's not right. No, 1:28. I've lost it now.
Well, I mean, a mile is 90 seconds a lap.
Right.
So you'd be aiming for... I think you'd be aiming for about...
I meant 1:29, I suppose.
Yeah, I think you'd be aiming for about 87.
Yeah.
87 a lap. And that's pretty sharp.
See, for you, if you'd run in 87, you'd have been around like a whippet.
Yeah.
Me in 87, I was smoking listening to The Cure.
Yeah. But it would be a laugh to do one.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think I'm going to fire in. I mean, I keep saying it'll be a laugh. Bigging everyone, telling everyone else to do it. I think I'll just have to do it myself and just hope my calf just holds out.
Yeah, not if you're going to injure yourself. You know what I mean? There's always next year. There's always the incredible, vicarious enjoyment of watching me do it.
Watching you crash and burn. Go faster, Rob! Faster, faster!
Break yourself on the wheel!
Oh, he's tired. His head's gone. Look at him.
it's vomiting.
The thing about it is, though, you can really crash in a mile. It sounds ridiculous.
Yeah.
But if you set off too fast and get in oxygen debt, and then you get your lactic acid, it can get pretty hard, pretty quick.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, I think the human body is an amazing thing with a... Brilliant, we're getting close and close.
Look at all this meadow. This is lovely, isn't it?
This is lovely. This is the one that gives off the fluff, I think.
Right.
And then this guy over here has found a saxophone.
Oh, what? How happy can you get?
Aren't you?
Jazz on the marshes. His own little festival here.
Lovely. Here he is. I'll get him from here so he doesn't look too rude. He's in the goal. He's in the goal. Saxophonist. He's a keeper. I think that you hit on something which is really, in my experience, truer than, you know, you have to live it to really believe it, but it's definitely the case, which is that every quest, go right here and go around the edge,
yeah.
Whatever distance, whatever you choose to do, that becomes the size and shape of the quest, and your relationship with it is surprisingly similar, you know? So like you said, whether you're running a mile or doing a park run or doing a marathon, we're getting beyond our own experience now, but I'm sure it's true if you run 50K or 100K, that you adjust yourself to fit that quest.
Yeah, and then
that's what you ask of yourself.
And also perceived effort. It's like, with every distance you run, from the mile to the marathon, so, I mean, I'll leave beyond to late because I've never done that yet, but...
Yeah.
After quarter of the distance, you feel a little bit under pressure. After half, you feel tired.
Yeah.
At three quarters, you question whether or not you can go on. It's just the same formula for a different distance.
And
that's
when
you're doing
the finish
it right.
Line, you start to, like in a marathon, we know this, even when you think you can't find any more energy from anywhere, that's when you kind of start to conceive of the finish line. It starts kind of pulling you in.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And that's... that's if you're trying hard enough, you know, and that's what racing is, really.
Yeah. But also, even, I suppose it's a different kind of trying, it's still effort. But this really reminds me of the first time I went to the Lake District with the family as a runner.
Yeah.
And I was going out, I went out in the morning, ran up a mountain and ran back down it.
Yeah.
And then we went out for the day and walked up a mountain and walked back down it. And both efforts felt the same.
Right.
And you know, if someone had not done neither of those things, you'd just assume that the first one would be harder than the second one.
And it
wasn't the case at all. They were just same kind of thing, just slightly different shape. Very strange to get your head around.
So that's...
Look at these buttercups and daisies.
Yeah, it's absolutely
gorgeous, we went past them. It's really nice. Dog daisies and buttercups on this part of Hackney Marshes. These are all the thick ones, hopefully. In amongst this, they're all replanted trees.
Right.
So this is going to be a forest.
This is the look I want to go for our back garden, kind of wild meadowland, you know, unformed, unshaped.
Good for the bees.
Yeah. Because there was that no mow, don't mow in May thing, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Which we honoured without realising.
Well done. But it's a good thing, you know, I mean, it gets complicated because this, of course, is really carefully gardened.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? If you let it grow over, just one virulent plant will take it over. You have to You've still got to kind of
know what you're doing.
Yeah, and you've got to guide it. Like if you really want a wildflower meadow, you have to discourage grass because grass will beat down all your flowers.
Right.
And things like this. I'm talking like I know what I'm talking about. I've just been watching Gardener's World. But I was laughing because Stuart Goldsmith posted, he was in a garden centre saying, I asked if there are any, now I know it's important and bees are great and everything, but I asked if there are any flowers I could buy that didn't really attract the bees, because I don't want the kids to get stung by bees.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he said, the woman gave me such a dirty look. And I thought, well, yeah, it's A, slightly off message, and B, there aren't really any flowers that don't attract bees.
No.
That's a bit like having cars without wheels.
Your kids are going to have to live in a world with bees.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's been known. It's been known.
Yeah.
And this is coming from a man who is allergic to bee stings. That's right.
Are you really?
I'm allergic to bee stings, like Macaulay Culkin in My Girl.
I got stung by a wasp only last week.
Oh, that's painful.
That was a little bit painful, yeah.
Yeah, I've
done that for a while.
Where on your body?
It was just on my finger. It was just sort of... I was just cleaning the kitchen surface. And these things, of course, happen really quickly and absurdly.
Yeah.
Just swiping away some breadcrumbs from the thing, not really paying attention.
Yeah, and suddenly, yeah.
I suddenly realised, this is really, really painful.
Yeah.
And it was a wasp.
Oh, no.
To my credit, I didn't kill the wasp.
Oh, you're good.
I gestured it. I got it out. Got it out of the kitchen. But yeah, it did smart a bit.
Did it fly away with a tiny, thank you?
You know, I just did what wasps do and it's nothing personal.
I didn't mean anything by it.
So,
when he said I didn't mean anything by it, he said, no, that doesn't sound like me. Buzz, buzz, evil, evil. That's me rephrasing the email. Did you get that, Rev? Did you see back there? There was a lady going the other way with a little dog.
Yeah.
I think the little dog might be a cross between a Jack Russell and a Chihuahua.
Right.
It's very sweet. It's brown and white and pretty darn small. And the other day, I was here with my wife and son, and it so made friends with us from miles away. Right. We were over there. This woman was out in the middle of the marshes, and her dog just trotted all the way over to us and just stood in front of us as if to say, I think it didn't realise that it wasn't going, I'm dog. Lovely to meet you all. As you can see, here in the marshes. And then it kind of basically came and saw me, came and saw my son. And then it, like a cat on a computer, it went and got between my wife and her book,
right,
and sat down.
They do have a way of doing that.
Brilliant.
Interrupting whatever.
Of course, the owner never got within 100 metres of us. She kind of went, and that was it. Let the dog look after itself. Well, come on, Magpie.
People are sort of parking themselves in the middle of the marshes and doing exercises. Yeah. Like that.
I saw a guy doing chin-ups on one of these goals.
Yeah.
Chin-ups are so hard.
Yeah, yeah, they're really tough.
My idea, by the way, if you like, is let's retrace our steps a little way,
yeah,
but then get a bit of Walthamstow Marshes in on the way back,
yeah, that's right,
rather than just taking the cycle lane all the way up. Hear the birds singing over the river there. Of course, this is that, since we were last here, this bridge has been fixed.
Right.
Which is nice.
I've started doing the odd press-up here and there, you'll be pleased to know.
Very good.
Well, I find press-ups before yoga a bit of a stretch.
Right. And a bit of a stretch before that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
I really enjoyed yoga today. I was thinking about that while you were taking a rest stop there. I was just thinking how, you know, we didn't do yoga last week. It didn't really fit into the holiday, the staycation schedule.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel guilty about not doing it because I really missed it.
Yeah.
I was just looking forward to getting back to it.
It was going
to
start, yeah.
And today, it was great. I just really thinking while I was doing it about how ultimately yoga and running, they're all about up and down arrows, aren't they?
Yes.
Sounds pretty obvious, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You can find that balance of energy and access the good and the bad in it. You really will be onto something.
Yeah.
I remember you saying when we were very first talking about this and running together, you were talking about on the running machines on the boat. So essentially, when you're on a running machine, you are just jumping up and down, aren't you?
Yeah. You are.
And I remember seeing someone run along the pavement when I was stuck in traffic in Barnes one winter's evening. And I saw someone with great form just really, they were going fast, but I bet they were doing a few miles, you know?
Yes.
And I can just, in my memory of it, I can see like just this huge arrow going down above the pavement with them running through it. Just that forward motion.
It's that sort of, not running with the legs, running on the legs sort of thing.
Yes.
Upward. When you're on form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And today, Adrian was talking about that. She was talking about, I mean, none of the forwards energy, just up and down.
Yeah.
But just trying to absolutely find the balance of, you know, imagining really grounding your feet and imagining your sort of weight pulling downwards and then pulling against that.
Yeah.
You know, and then all you're doing really is standing up straight and stretching out your spine nicely. But if you think of it as this kind of up and down energy, you can really, yeah, access
it. Changed my it's slow but it's happening, just changing my relationship with my running a little bit with the body, just trying not to sort of almost glorify the intentional hurting of it.
Just
try see if I really am in it for the long game. I'm gonna have to do Pilates, do yoga, do the stretching I need to, and just enjoy that, you know.
I know it was, talk about Adrian, but exactly that. It's just today, it was quite a runner's session.
Right.
And she was just saying, you know, completely just, it's all about listening to your body and feeling your way with it and finding what feels good. And she's obviously, what I love about it is she's incredibly open, very gentle. I invite you to do this, whatever feels good, if you want to do this instead, all the time.
Yeah.
And yet, it just goes to show that you don't need... If you're that nice and open, it doesn't stop you being a good teacher.
It's not
like I don't feel guided and pushed. It's just that my choice is constantly recognised, you know? And she said, this is nothing to do with no pain, no gain.
Yeah.
And she said, even then, if that's your thing, good luck. In other aspects of your life, people use that. It's absolutely brilliant. So she wasn't dissing it. She was just saying, in this time, in this yoga practice, it's not about... If it hurts, don't do it.
Yeah.
And that's not just physical pain. That's like discomfort and whatever, you know?
Do you ever feel on some level like you're trying to impress Adrian?
No.
just a little bit.
No, I
like
think...
you wanted to say, nice, I like that, Rob. I sometimes wanted to break the fourth wall.
No.
Okay.
I think I've got the useful buffer that I'm doing it there with my wife.
All right.
And she's better at it than me.
Yeah. Okay.
I think if there was ever any real relationship with Adrian, I'd be wanting to have a laugh with her about how bad I am. She'd say, no, do you like it? You know, wherever you want to go. And I'd say, really? Look at that. And she'd say, oh my God, you're terrible. But yeah, she's a good teacher. But today, lots of... let's go left.
Cool.
Off the old...
I'm just going to stretch here.
Yeah, good. Good idea. So yeah, talking of stretches.
Yeah.
Everything we did today was standing up. And it was just like triangle pose. And really like... She was just telling you how to feel it and how to do it right.
Yeah.
But we did one stretch which I'd never done. And she said, if you're a runner, you might notice one. And I'll be using it again.
Yeah.
And it was great because it was kind of cool... And very yogic, but when I got into it, I was thinking, oh, yeah, that's a great running stretch.
Yeah. What was that?
It was kind of, it was properly, I need to get down the flats.
I'll take a little photo.
Because it properly, done right, it's got hands together and everything. I'll show you.
Yeah.
So I'll give you the camera and then I'll talk you through it. Right. So standing with the feet tight together, nice and straight, grounding through all four corners of the feet, if you will.
Yeah.
And then... hands together.
Yeah.
You know, in front of my heart space.
Yeah.
Then you cross your, which way around should I do it? This way. Cross your feet.
Right.
Try and get both feet flat on the floor, although you want all your weight on the one you didn't cross.
Okay.
So for me, that can lead to lifting my left heel a bit here.
Right.
Putting all my weight on my right foot. Yeah. And then from there, you bend over, but you don't bend over, you don't curl over, you bend at the waist. That's why you've got your hands here in prayer, so that your top half of your body's like a cereal box.
Right.
And you just hinge at the waist, and you take that as far as, and you can just feel, oh my God, look at that spider. There's a giant yellowish spider with a huge...
Do you feel...
look at that. That's nice. Absolutely terrifying. Ooh. It's like an alien. Anyway, yeah, so you've got... You take one leg, put the other one across it, right. And then you put the hands in front of the chest, and then
that's
you...
That's sort of hamstring glutes.
Exactly. It's the same as putting your leg on the edge of a table. As right. you bend forward, as long as you hinge carefully at the waist, and you've got your knees slightly bent, it's not completely straight, but as you lean forward, if you're basically clutching your tummy towards your upper thighs, the back of the back leg is getting a lovely, gentle, but really deep stretch right up the back through the back of the knee, and the other leg is kind of holding it in place.
Right.
It's really nice, and you don't have to... Then you drop your hands and just let your weight fall and kind of push into it from here.
I remember doing something like that loads. I haven't done that for ages.
You see, because that's...
I remember doing that loads when I was young. That sort of... It's weird.
It works, doesn't it?
I've never... Let me see if I can do...
Don't hurt yourself.
No, I'm not going to hurt myself, no. I'm not very good at hinging
either. Yeah, different ways. So remember, you don't want that back leg completely straight. You can bend both your legs slightly for this. I would always have to, because I can't do straight leg. I can't really touch my toes or anything. You feel it going into the back of your leg nicely?
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I love the way it is a genuine runner stretch, but it's so, it's very really Adrian. Nice. You've got your hands together. You're grounding into the earth. Yeah. I'm thinking, I'm feeling like a total hippie. Oh, that's good for my legs.
No, it's great. It is good, yeah.
Oh, look at this. We've gone out onto the grass of Walthamstow Marshes now. Let's go. Which way should we go?
It's pretty daft that it's taken me so long to cotton on to all this, hasn't it? Really. I always felt like I didn't have to, because I never really struggled with injuries, and then suddenly they start to not go away.
Yeah. And I think also that's like, it's, there's three-dimensional thinking where you kind of put everything in and then see where it ends up. And then there's linear thinking where you think, I'm in battle with myself, and if I push myself, I'll get to where I want to go. And the good thing about the latter is it's so logical. It's, you can just see the end result. Yeah. You can see why you would do it.
Yeah.
You can see your success. And with yoga, you can't see your success at the end of like a fortnight. No. It doesn't work in that way.
A bit intangible, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that is, obviously that's a good thing, but it is what it is, you know. And if you're fighting to be amazing at something, then the idea of just sort of battling against it, it's kind of logical in a way, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I do love that, the sense of, she was saying today, the sense of, if you feel really good and full and lovely, then you're probably going to feel really down and flat the next day. And that's just being able to live through that, you know, put it all together. Ups and downs, forwards and backwards.
It's that sort of... accommodation with age as well, isn't it?
Of course.
Just general.
Going back to Murakami, one of the nicest things, you know, things that was most welcome to me in what I talk about running, is him saying he's always had trouble keeping the weight off, like his whole life.
Yeah.
Straight down the middle, like dogs. This way we can definitely get Lyme disease like I did when we did that marathon. Always had trouble keeping the weight off.
Even with all that running?
Yeah, so just as naturally, metabolically, if he didn't watch what he ate, he'd put on weight.
Yeah.
And you're just saying, as he got older, it's absolutely great, because other people who metabolically weren't like that at all, then when they were older and putting on weight started being a thing, they didn't have any relationship with it. So he was ultimately, only once he was, I suppose, you know, 40, 45 and beyond, was grateful.
Yes, yeah.
Because as you get older, it changes.
Yeah.
We basically...
Because everyone's battling with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we beleaguer our bodies when we're young, and they take it.
Yeah.
And when you're older, they don't. And that's the relationship that has to change. I mean, really, I know you're giving yourself a hard time, but you're dealing with a negative about being blessed with a...
Yeah.
Natural athletic form.
We're in a sea of buttercups now, aren't we?
This is nice enough, isn't it?
It's beautiful, yeah.
We're going right across this field, and the only problem with it is it makes you think of the video to Didn't We Have a Lovely Day on the Day We Went to Bangor.
Did Theresa May run through buttercups? Or was it corn, wasn't it?
Fields. I mean, honestly, could you ever illustrate better how out of touch politicians are? What's the worst thing you did when you were young? Oh, I smashed the window at the bus stop. We used to run through fields of corn. What are you... I'm disappointed that the interviewer didn't say, what are you talking about? Are you real?
Therese are getting a bit dangerous. That was her pitch for the youth vote.
Theresa May. Theresa May. He sings to the tune of the old Bacardi rum advert for some reason. Hey, should we go across the waterbeds where that guy on the bike just went?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I think we might.
Why not?
You might see a tadpole.
Nice.
And there you are in the buttercup, so it goes.
So you've got your 10K in July.
Golden Stag Mile, apparently.
Yes.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
And, the big half, which is the one, the London Marathon sort of approved one.
Yeah.
Is
that the Royal Parks, or?
But it's in central London.
Right, okay, cool.
Royal Parks is in October.
Right.
But this is the Vitality big half.
Yeah.
And this is good because we're on the wood and going over the waterbeds and there's reeds all around us.
Yeah, that's right.
Reeds. You can hear, that's a reed warbler. Look at you. That's a bird and a half. Sorry to stop. Can you see it on the top of that plant?
I'll tell you what, I won't like this. The wetlands lot running on this.
Yeah, you see that bird?
It's all the wildlife.
That singing bird singing there on the top of that stick is really annoyed by us, isn't it?
They'll be getting onto you. They will, yeah, enjoy it while you can. They'll be on to you in a minute, mate.
Did you hear there? They're running commentary
they're
there.
At it again.
Running next to the wetlands like Satan would.
Reports of runners violating another natural area. Two runners making noise on wood. We first close by.
You better not knock that on wood. Stop knocking on that wood.
I'll violate your natural area. Over. Yeah. Some kind of.
Oh, it's so gorgeous, isn't it?
It is beautiful.
Oh, look at this cat. This cat must live on a boat.
Oh, yeah.
Don't be scared.
Oh, nice.
We're just getting back to the canal, and there's a proper gorgeous cat just on the path. It's all right. It's quite young as well, isn't it? Don't worry.
Oh, bless.
You're okay,
mate?
You're all right. We're just coming past.
Your little collar there. No worries, bruv.
You're all right. Oh, it's in front of me again.
Hello.
Good luck.
Beautiful markings.
Yeah, it's gorgeous, isn't it?
Yeah, she's great.
Oh, wow, this has been good so far. Yellow irises in the ditch there.
It's proved quite the adventure.
Hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been really nice.
Talking of adventures, in a change of subject, but I wanted to tell you about this.
Yeah.
Me and my family, last Friday night of half term,
yeah.
No comedy gigs,
yeah.
Things opening up again, go right back into the, on this one.
Right.
We went out on Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
We went out.
Yeah.
We went for pizzas at Pizza Express.
Lovely.
And then we went to the cinema.
Oh, yeah.
And what was brilliant was, you know, it was lovely anyway. Lots of good, nice things about it. We had a good time with each other, but it was funny to really see the kids. You know, 2 years older at a point where 2 years older means the most it could possibly mean since the last time we all sat down in a restaurant together.
Yes,
you know.
Of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I suppose it's only a year and a few months, but it feels like a lot.
It's been a lot of growing up during all this, hasn't it?
Hasn't it?
Yeah.
And then the other thing, more prosaically, but truly, it was great that it was pizza, because home pizza, unless you've got a pizza oven, is never as good.
Yeah.
Because normal ovens don't get you that kind of heat.
Yeah.
And then it was great that at the cinema, it was A Quiet Place Part 2.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got that big box full of people all sitting in tense silence, you know.
Any,
you're not going to get that in front of a DVD.
Not, no. Any good?
It was great.
I'm tempted to go and see it. I enjoyed the first one.
Yeah, it's a good... I would say that it's everything you can want from a sequel to the first one. Not quite as tight and simple.
Yeah.
But good.
Yeah.
Really good. Yeah, you should see it. Interesting, lots of films recently with really good stories about deaf and hearing impaired people.
Yes.
So, yeah. The Girl in the Quiet Place is deaf, and we both saw The Sound of Metal the other day.
That's, which is a nice movie, isn't
it's
it?
It's a great film.
Great film, I really enjoyed it.
I thought there should maybe have been more talk around Oscar time.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that people do, the funny thing is, I do think that have we found the only actual mud? Look at this. The wetlands are actually wet here. Might need to get back to the path on the left.
You know, if you go into
this way.
quicksand. You meant to lie down. Did you know that?
Come on then, lie down.
Yeah, don't. don't fight it. Just try and lie down.
But yeah, I think a lot of people were put off sound of metal because of metal. Because the idea was about rock.
Yeah.
And he's a drummer and they're playing in a band and stuff. And it's so not about that at all, is it?
No.
And also for something really quite naturalistic and serious and about life-changing disability, it's a positive story. It's just not as bleak as it sounds, is it?
No, it's an amazing technical accomplishment as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's beyond a well-deserving Oscar. It's a story where the sound production is the story.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic as such. And loads of good things about it. I mean, it's so tight and tidy. All the acting's great. You know, they shot it in real time, which, without any plot spoilers, it really affects the central relationship.
Yeah.
Because they found... And the other parts, the guy who was up for a Best Supporting Actor Oscar, he's amazing. You know the bloke?
Yeah, the bloke in the facility.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really good. If you haven't seen it, guys...
Do you think it might have suffered because it was released on Amazon?
Yeah, so all the streaming services are trying to make their way, aren't they?
Yeah.
Particularly in a time when people aren't going to the cinema, obviously. Because that's the other thing with that great sound design. It really is another film that would have been amazing in the cinema. Really intense, but in a good way. God, this woman up ahead with a dog and a hat, it looks like... It's like we're running into a Monet painting. Yeah.
So they enjoyed the cinema... Which cinema did you go to?
Oh, just the View Angel.
Right.
So, you know, it's all
really
pretty...
Really nice, isn't it? Yeah.
It was special.
I went to a wedding celebration, a civil partnership.
Oh, great.
And that was just great. It was a really hot summer's weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And people are sort of... I think we mentioned it last week. People are getting beyond that thing of... being crazily excited to be doing anything remotely.
Saying the nice thing about last week is there was a couple of beautiful days of weather at the beginning, then it rained and it came back, and it just meant, I was saying exactly that on Saturday, everyone was enjoying the weather.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like people were panicking about it.
Yeah.
And obviously that's just the weather, that's before you even get to the end of lockdown, all that kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And also, to be fair, just living in London, people can just get a bit overexcited about the weather. You can feel it kind of go over the bump, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be... And people just invest too much in it.
We had Rachel's mum down for the weekend. She's, you know, she's late 70s.
Kissing gate.
Doing a bit of shielding.
Yeah.
Been very... keeping herself to herself for a long time.
Yes.
And she... this is us, isn't it?
We're back. That's it. We're done.
And we took her on to Highgate Woods. Sorry. And she... she just really enjoyed how busy it all was, you know. Having out and about. It was really liberating for her to help her get out of lockdown. I think, obviously everyone's done it differently, but you can underestimate...
Wow. Risky with that bag on his back, wasn't it?
You can underestimate how busy London has been occasionally in lockdown, you know.
Yeah.
There's good things, bad things about that, but it's different in different places in the country.
Oh, exactly. It has never been... you know, it was early in lockdown last year, there was a moment, however you felt about it, there was just a moment when we thought, oh, I see, so this is how lockdown we're going to be. There's still going to be people here doing this.
That bloke really leathered it through there. He
did, he must have, he must do it often.
His head shaving the bottom of the bridge.
It's some risky stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a risky maneuver.
Yeah, just to clarify, guys, when we get back to Cobmill Fields car park, you go under two railway bridges, and they're about 5 foot clearance, aren't they? You can't get under there without stooping. And he came through on a bike at about 20 miles an hour.
Thank you.
And he also had a big bag on his back.
Dangerously close.
Just imagine his bag clipping the bridge and him just going... Dum, poof, like that.
Thank you.
I was saying, were you with me when I came under there, on a Magpie, and the guy came under there and just smashed the camera off the top of his helmet? So it is a risky spot.
It is risky.
Well, that was beautiful.
That was lovely.
Let's do this again.
Yeah, absolutely. That was lovely to run somewhere a little bit different. As the sun comes out, we're going to start to branch out, hopefully.
Yes, we're making plans. And Peter was saying, you're making plans. We really are making plans. None of them are solid yet, so we'll tell you what they are when we do them.
And if We're going to do a race report from either Golden Stag or the first part run back.
Or both.
Or both, possibly, yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen?
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.